The forum's mission was to spark a broad public discussion about erasing the stigma of mental illness and finding solutions to early diagnosis and comprehensive treatment. Dr. Preston Wiles, UT Southwestern Medical Center psychiatrist on the panel of experts, sought to demystify schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and major depression.
These are brain disorders. They're illnesses. They're just like medical illnesses like hypertension or diabetes, and there are medical biologic treatments for them.
Dr. Wiles says getting the facts out about mental illness could go a long way toward easing the stigma and the fear created by the recent mass shootings in Arizona, Colorado, and Connecticut.
The most important message is that these people all were undertreated, untreated, people with serious mental illness, and that most people with mental illness are not violent, and most of the violent crime in America is not committed by people with mental illness.
Panelist Vanita Halliburton called for mental illness screening in schools. Her teenage son was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. In 2005, he committed suicide. She says there are simple but scientifically based screening questions schools can use, but screening takes parental permission, and that can be a problem.
So many parents refuse to allow their children to be screened for mental health. Talk about erasing the stigma. That stigma is so deeply embedded in our society, and parents are often the barrier to a young person getting help.
The panel agreed that more funding is critical to increase the availability of treatment. Matt Roberts is president of Mental Health America of Greater Dallas. He says Texas is 49th in funding for mental health care.
And then our area tends to be at the bottom of that list. So we're at the bottom of the bottom. And in fact, Denton County has the dubious distinction of being at the literal bottom per capita funding of Texas.
State Representative Garnett Coleman urged attendees to call their lawmakers, asking them to restore $200 million cut from mental health in 2003. He says it's not enough, but it would be a start. More community outpatient services and pressure on lawmakers for more money are results forum attendees Amy Hamaker and Jaman Abanaka would like to see.
You need the continuing levels of care through intensive outpatient programs to lower the relapse rate and increase the recovery rate.
Talk to representatives and go back to respect the communities and get to work.
BJ Austin, KERA News.